Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
65202.
And your first and last name?
James Harris.
Okay, will it be under a different first name?
Do what?
Will it be under a different first name?
Well, I don't know because I don't know who you are. This showed up on my credit card today, and I don't know what it is. There's two of them on my credit card for today.
Okay, what's the charges?
It could be under Jim because I go by Jim.
Okay. For security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
5207 North Highway 763.
And city and state?
Columbia, Missouri.
All right, I located your account for the Viagra X and the Testa Viagra. Looks like it would. The Testa Viagra looks like it was just ordered tonight, a few hours ago.
This charge came up on my account earlier today.
Yes, it was ordered around. It was
$5.59. Then another charge for $7.49.
Yes, the $7.49 was made at 7.09 p.m. That's the shipping and handling for the Testo Viagra.
One. I don't know who ordered it because I didn't order it.
Okay, well, it's under your name and address. It looks like your email address. So are you stating that the account was fraudulently created?
Could been. When was this order placed?
It was placed today at 7.09 p.m.
At 7.09 p.m. I was at work. I just came home from work. And I was checking my account because I knew how much money I had in my account. And I went to the gas station and couldn't get gas. So I came back and checked my account on my computer.
Okay, so you're saying that the account was fraudulently created, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I have to do is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to the fraud department so that whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. Give me one moment, please. Still here, one moment.
Okay.
All right, I have your call ready to transfer over to the fraud department. I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.